Welcome back, TK and Loz, our special edition of the Big Sports Breakfast. It is the fifth Tab Cares Tab Corp Charity Golf Day here at Stonecutters Ridge. Always a delight to be here. And Chris Thomas joins us, the CEO of Transplant Australia and Tab Corp supporting Transplant Australia. It's an important cause, Chris. Firstly, thanks for having us.
Thanks very much, TK. Thank you, Laurie, for putting the fantastic day on from Sky Racing and Tab Corp. And the message today is about registering as an organ donor. It's about 1,500 people waiting for an organ transplant at the moment. And Transplant Australia, use the sporting analogy, we're a bit like the fullback. You know, when all else has failed, you might need an organ transplant. So we have people who are waiting for heart transplants, liver, lung transplants, kidney transplants. And really, we've got all this fantastic technology out there and all these great doctors and nurses, but it doesn't happen without a donor. And that's the unique part of organ donation.
How do people go about registering?
The best thing to do is to go to donatelife.gov.au and get yourselves on the National Organ Donor Register. The importance of that is that when families know that that's your decision, they'll support in 95% of occasions. If you're not on the register, if you've never discussed donation, that drops down to about one in two families support it. So the best way that you can make sure that you leave that wonderful legacy of giving someone else the gift of life is to make sure you're registered.
Is organ donation on the rise here in Australia? Because I believed a couple of years ago we were really struggling.
Yeah, we were. And about 10 years ago, the federal government reformed the national program. So we've seen a doubling of our donation rates. If we were doing this interview 10 years ago, I'd say there were about 200 donors a year. Last year, there were 554 donors. And they provided organs for over 1,600, you know, Australians who were really at death's door. They were really struggling. Yeah. You know, they've got a terminal illness. And, you know, later on today we'll see that it's fantastic to have Ivan Cleary out here. Just quietly, you know, without any fanfare, he donated a kidney to his brother Ash. Mm. And, you know, Ash is now going great guns, which is just, you know, fantastic to see.
Well, we have our own former producer, Mario Colotis, who was on that list for quite some time, eventually got it, and he's, you know, living a magnificent life now, eating up a storm. He is, Mario, which is terrific. And his Parramatta Eels even won last week, so it's a big morning to him. Obviously, the important thing is you've got to actually opt in, don't you? It's not about, and, you know, everyone thought, oh, I'm already in, you know, I ticked that box on the licence. It's not that way anymore.
Yeah, we took it off the driver's licence principally because about 35% of people were actually ticking the no box on the licence. And then we were talking to their families afterwards saying, you know, what did, you know, Billy think of organ donation? And he was very supportive, but he had actually opted out by that driver's licence mechanism. So now it's a national register, and you've got to make the effort to go to it, but it makes a world of difference to others.
How important as a family and as a couple to sit down and talk about organ donation? Because I'm assuming that, you know, people are, you know, a bit
emotional
thing, and they might be a bit scared about doing it. But how important is it for people to sit down and have that discussion?
Well, it makes sure that those, if you do want to become an organ donor, that your families, you know, respect that decision. Yeah. That makes a world of difference. But also, we still need to break down some of those myths and the misconceptions. And really, we've got a lot of work to do in multicultural Australia. So when people come from overseas and they settle into Australia, often they bring their donation rate with them. Yep. We've got a first-class hospital system and healthcare system here in Australia. We make sure that, you know, we abide by the principles around organ donation. You know, people want to know, you know, will I really be dead? These are some of the questions that people are still asking. And so it's really important that we break down those myths. We talk about what actually, you know, brain death is and the fact that that body is only really being sustained by a ventilator. You know, terribly and tragically, that person's not coming back. Now all the family can do is to make a decision to save, you know, other people's lives. And, you know, at Transplant Australia, we've got, you know, when you come to the transplant games, you see, you know, heart transplant kids running around just enjoying life. And you think, well, you know, why not? Why not give those people another chance at life?
You know, do people develop friendships out of this, given that
lifelong friendships?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, if you donate your organs, and obviously, you know, the family are emotional, do they become attached to the person that received the organs from the donor?
Yeah, it's a really good question, Laurie, because technically the healthcare professionals aren't meant to share that information. However, there are some beautiful stories of donor families meeting the transplant recipient, yep. and just being enriched to know that they've, you know, made it possible for someone else to, yep. to live again.
Chris, thanks so much for your time. Good to have you here, and nice to be supporting such a worthy cause as well. And we look forward to seeing you out there on the golf course.
Yeah, thanks to Tabcorp and Sky Racing. Thanks, boys.
Chris Thomas joining us, the CEO of Transplant Australia, as Tab Cares raises some money for a very, very worthy cause. It's now 7:30.